including the cities of Neosho, Joplin, Pittsburgh, and surrounding communities today. Breezy, cooler, partly cloudy. Isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Highs around 60. Temperature falling into the 40s. West winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts to around 30 miles an hour. Chance of rain 20%. Tonight, blustery. Much colder. Mostly clear. Lows in the upper 20s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to around 30 miles an hour. Saturday, cooler, sunny. Highs in the upper 40s. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Saturday night, clear. Lows in the upper 20s. Light wind. Sunday, sunny. Highs in the upper 50s. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday night and Monday, mostly clear. Lows in the mid 30s. Highs around 60. Monday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows around 50. Tuesday, breezy. Cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. Highs in the lower 60s. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. A 40% chance of showers. Lows in the lower 40s. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid 50s. Temperature steady or slowly falling in the afternoon. Wednesday night and Thanksgiving Day, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 30s. Highs in the mid 50s. The current time is 12:39 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for portions of the Missouri Ozarks and extreme southeast Kansas. For today and tonight, weather hazards expected, limited thunderstorm wind damage risk, limited lightning risk, limited non-thunderstorm wind risk. Discussion, scattered showers and thunderstorms will develop along a cold front generally along and east of Highway 65 this morning into early this afternoon. An isolated strong wind gust or two will be possible in the more intense storms along and southeast of a Gainesville to West Plains to Winona line. The overall better potential for strong storms will occur east and south of the area. Gusty northwest winds up to 35 miles per hour will occur behind the front this morning into this afternoon. And now the extended outlook for the period Saturday through Thursday. An elevated fire weather threat will reside along and west of the Interstate 49 corridor Sunday afternoon, as a dry air mass overspreads the area this weekend. Spotter information statement, spotter activation will not be needed through tonight. At noon in Joplin, skies were partly sunny. The temperature was 50, the dew point 32, and the relative humidity was 50. Winds were northwest at 21 miles an hour, gusting to 32. The pressure was 30.15 inches and rising. Around the region, at Tulsa, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 52. At Springfield, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 51. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 46 at Channett and 49 at Parsons. Elsewhere across the Midwest, at Fayetteville, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 54. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 53 at Lake of the Ozarks, 42 at Kansas City, and 53 at Harrison. Once again, at noon in Joplin, it was 50 degrees, under partly sunny skies. You are listening to NOAA Weather Radio Station KJY 82 Neosho, the voice of the National Weather Service, broadcasting from a tower provided by New Mac Electric Cooperative on a frequency of 162.450 MHz. KJY 82 provide the people of southwest Missouri and extreme southeast Kansas with the latest watches, warnings, and forecasts from the National Weather Service in Springfield, Missouri. If you have problems with reception of this broadcast, please contact the radio manufacturer or call us at 417-863-8028. If you have questions or or comments concerning this broadcast, please contact the National Weather Service by email at contact.sgs@nia.gov or write to the National Weather Service, 5805 West Highway EE, Springfield, Missouri, 65802. For even more weather information from your National Weather Service, check out the following internet websites, www.weather.gov/sgf.